Brother Muhammad from Qatar, making supplication in the sujood or in ruku' in other than Arabic language, whether in the fard or in the nafl, is permissible provided you recite the prescribed adhkar the same way as the Prophet ﷺ taught us. So if in ruku' you say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim even once, that is sufficient. You fulfill the wajib. In sujood you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in Arabic. Glory be to my Lord, the Most High. Even once, that is sufficient. Then afterward, if you want to invoke Allah in your mother tongue, that is permissible. And since this question, brothers and sisters, is, I would say, it is indeed the most frequently asked question. Why? It is very logical, because every Muslim knows the virtues of making dua at sujood. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is the best position and you are the closest to Allah in this position. And the vast majority of the Ummah are non-Arab. Over 82% are non-Arab. So how will the vast majority of the Ummah take advantage of this situation if they don't know how to make dua in Arabic? And I said in the lecture, which I did not attend the live show because I was giving in another country, imagine that somebody's wife is giving birth and he is praying, and he is praying for her in his sujood. He wants to say, oh Allah, make it easy for her to deliver a healthy child. Should he attend an Arabic class first, before he will be able to invoke Allah? Akhi, if he even invoked Allah by his heart, without uttering a word, that would be sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understand what you're trying to say to him. What you're trying to contemplate. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. So in this case, as long as you recite Al-Fatiha, the Surah, and the Adhkar, Takbiratul Intiqal, and At-Tasmi'a, all in Arabic, and you make the dua in your mother tongue, inshaAllah, that is permissible. Should you feel reluctant to do that, I'm going to help you with a dua, which if you say, it's the most comprehensive dua that covers anything that goes on in your mind. Anything that you want to ask Allah for, whether in the dunya or in al-akhirah, the hereafter, the dua which is presented in an ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, which says, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Memorize this dua. Anything you want it to be fulfilled, say this dua, because it is very comprehensive. Our Lord, give us a goodly reward in this life. A child, wife, a husband, business, wealth, promotion, health, you name it. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. And give us a goodly reward in the hereafter, which is Al-Jannah. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And protect us against the fire of hell. Praying with the trousers beneath the ankle is not proper to keep the trousers beneath the ankles, whether in the prayer or outside the prayer, but the prayer is still valid. It does not invalidate the prayer. I'm so sorry that we ran out of time. And inshallah, I only have a few questions left, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we'll tackle them in the beginning of tomorrow's episode.
Huda TV's social media sites are the best way to contact us from anywhere around the world. Stay connected with Huda TV's latest news and programs through Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Skype, and Instagram. It's fast and easy. Stay up to date with your favorite shows and scholars today. Huda TV, a light in air.